Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of LifePaw. Today, we will talk about change and how change is actually one of the most consistent things about life, ironically, and especially in baseball. You know, in baseball, as a player, you must have the ability to change, adjust, and improve your approach pitch by pitch, even if you're a pitcher or a position player. Change is one of the things that, you know, it's part of the process, right? It's something that just as you must understand that things happen for a reason. Change happens usually for a very good reason. Sometimes you find out what that reason is right away. Sometimes it takes you a few years, a few, you know, months, whatever. But you have to accept it, unfortunately. I mean, there's a lot of people that feel comfortable where they are, and understandably so. You already know what's happening. You already know what's going on. But change always brings upon a lot of good things, opportunities to grow, opportunities to learn, opportunities to move forward. You know, as a player, of course, you know, like I said, you're changing pitch by pitch. So, you know, depending on the count, you then have to adjust your approach and kind of plan for whatever pitch might come next, right? 3-2 count, you're expecting something right around the middle, usually the pitcher's best pitch. So then you have to, you know, adjust to whatever that pitch is. You know, most times it's a fastball, but sometimes the guy might have an absolute nasty cutter, slider, whatever the case may be. You have to adjust. You have to change your approach so that you can, you know, succeed. Same thing with life, right? And life, it's one of those things that it always finds a way to bring upon change, right? When you feel you're most comfortable. I don't know if you've lived long enough or if that's already happened to you, where you're in a very good point in your life, you feel comfortable, things are going very smooth. As soon as you get back on your heels, life automatically, you know, throws a change up, if you may, no pun intended. And yeah, you must be able to move forward with it. I mean, nothing good comes from fighting change, really. And as I speak to you this, I'm preaching to myself, because I personally have a hard time dealing with change when it comes upon me, especially big life-changing moments like the one I just recently went through, where I just picked up, moved from Miami to a small city up in the Pennsylvania mountains right by Philly called Reading. So I went from, you know, a very touristy kind of beachy area, hot weather year round, to up in the mountains, you know, the four seasons happening, and no friends except for just my girlfriend. So yeah, there's a lot of things that that have changed in my life, but again, I'm embracing them, because they've already shown the positive results that have come about that. So I think it's very important to just, you know, accept change. Again, it's very hard at first to even recognize that change is happening. But once you see that change is happening, it's a matter of accepting it, because you must believe, you must trust that this change is happening for a good reason. Again, going back to a baseball reference, you know, you must believe that count that you're currently in, it's the count you're supposed to be in to get a base hit. It's the count you're supposed to be in at that time to put your team ahead, to help your team. Whether that is an 0-2 count or a 3-1 count, you must believe that you're there for a good reason, right? So perspective is reality, guys. Make sure that you embrace change when it comes about. And you know, feel free to also, you know, share your stories so that it can help other people. You never know who you're going to help. So on that note, I wanted to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to me, to this the 5-minute morning rant that I usually do every morning. And feel free to share it with, you know, baseball players that are out there, or any kind of athlete that might go through or is currently going through something like this. Feel free to favorite my station. I put an episode every single morning. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's not. And definitely feel free to call in. I'd love to hear what you guys have to hear. Thank you, guys, and have a great day. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.